Good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, September 30th, 2020. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemire.
And I'm Gil Sulay in Maryland.
Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are looking at the COVID-19 cases in the country and the world. As of yesterday, Zimbabwe had recorded 7,837 cases after 21 people tested positive. It had 6,122 recoveries and 228 deaths. This leaves the country with 1,487 active cases.
And according to Johns Hopkins University, there are over 33 million people who have contracted COVID-19 worldwide. And out of this number, over a million have died. Some people have actually recovered. And then in terms of USA, there are more than 7 million people who have contracted COVID-19. And 206,005 have died in the USA. Zulukanda bagayisi koka ngunengi, natanga kuchieneyo, uyo wangkona yi COVID-19. Kya kontige, ez bapazirisika pose, inkulungwane, ngatige 8,000 ababantu, asebantu yi COVID-19. Buzi kutawa yi 6,122 sebapa kumkutani lo. Kubuye ge 228 abantu sebapa payo. So ke siyabona ukuthi umkhuhlane lo uyamemetheka loba nje usungani uphephela ungani uyama kancane, kodwa ke odokotela bathi limuke libe lilokhu elisebenzisa khonokho abathi likusebenzise. Lokhu-ke kwethulwa-ke uhlangothi lwezempilakahle. Futhi futhi-ke isibhedlela se-Johns Hopkins University sibonga ukuthi sekulabantu abedlula 33 million asebabanjwa i-COVID-19. Phakathi kwenani leli kulabe yi-1 million abedlula 1 million asebabhubhayo. Busukubuya khona mpake eMelika sebedlula 7 million abantu asababanjwa i-COVID-19, kuzokuthi-ke abedlula 200,000 sebabhubha. Kunjalo-ke Jonga.
Ndizvo zvichaizvo Gibbs. Vadiwa vateereri, muchirongwa chedu Diaspora Live Talk chatinge tichitarisa zviri kusangana nevana vezimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika. Nhasi tine nyaya nhatu dzatichatisanganisei kuti tinge tichikurukura. Yekutanga iri yeuwandu hwevanhu vabatwa nechirwere checovid-19 muzimbabwe. Tinoona kuti vanhu vabatwa necovid-19 kusvika nezuro vakanga vasvika pa7,837 kana kuti zviuru zvinomwe zvine mazana masere nemakumi matatu nevanomwe mushure mekunge vamwe vanhu 21 kana kuti makumi maviri nemumwe vawanikwa vaine chirwere ichi. Asi pane vapona kubva kuchirwere ichocho vanosvika zviuru zvitanhatu nezana nemakumi maviri nevaviri kana 6,122 zvaita kuti pasare paine vanhu vanoita 1,487 kana kuti chiuru nemazana mana nemakumi masere nevanomwe vachiri kurwara. Tichakanganwawo kuti vanhu vashaya kusvika pari zvino vanokwana kuita mazana maviri nemakumi maviri nevasere kana 228. Chimwe chiri kuitika Gibbs panyaya yecovid kumusha uku ndechekuti kana uwandu hwevanhu vari kuwanikwa vaine covid-19 huri kuderera, uye zvaakuita kuti vamwe vanhu vasatevera sitereki mitemo yekuzvichengetedza. You know, covid-19 cases are going down. And I think this is making some people allow and thinking that the pandemic is going away. When we have heard from many people that they are not putting on masks, given several reasons why they are not putting on masks. But the health experts are telling Zimbabweans to continue exercising those WHO regulations, making sure that they are safe, washing their hands, covering their mouths and noses, and also social distancing. Imwe nyaya yatichakurukura nezvayo inyaya yekuti mangwana tiri kuzwa kuti South Africa yakaziisa kuti ichange ichivhura miganho yayo. It's opening its borders tomorrow. Zvimwe chete zvaakureva kuti Zimbabwe inenge yavhurawo miganho yayo. Asi vakawanda vanotarisira kuti pacharamba pachichengetedzwa nyaya dzekuchengetedza kudzivirira kwecovid-19 kana mabhodha iwayo avhurwa. Takanzwa nezuro hurumende ichiziisa kuti vanobva kunze kwenyika kana ukanga uine certificate kana gwaro rinoratidza kuti waongororwa covid-19 unongosvikopinda muzimbabwe kana ukanga usina masign kana masymptoms ekuti une chirwere ichi unosvika upfuura uchipinda. Ukanga wawanikwa uine masymptom ekuti une chirwere unobhadhara mari inoita $60 kuti uongororwe zvakare ukawanikwa uine chirwere hauchapfuurira kupinda muZimbabwe kana usina chirwere wopinda muZimbabwe imwe nyaya tichataura nezvayo also gives inyaya yedebate kana gakava rakaitwa muAmerica nezuro President Donald Trump and his rival Joe Biden from the Democratic Party. Remember, President Donald Trump is from the Republican Party. They went head to head in their first of three presidential debates last night as they tried on a gamut of topics from coronavirus to race issues to the economy and the recent appointment of the Supreme Court Justice President Trump. And this is what we are also going to discuss, the American-U.S. presidential debate that happened last night. Gibbs.
Yeah, we are kulma ke utonga lapha ke utama border avulwa kule South Africa South Africa kanye nami aze vulwe wonke abe khuluma sibili so ukukhula abantu ke abanja umalayita abathola impahla bese eZimbabwe sezinto njalo so ngokunye kodwa kubamba kona manje uhlelo lolu kuzobuya njalo ke abantu bavela kwamanye amazwe nxa ufike eZimbabwe sokuthiwa ke sokumele ukhangele uhlolisiswe ukuthi ume njani bebehlola kodwa bebengabhatalisi nxa ukuthi bangacabangela ukuthi ule COVID-19 bakutesta phele i-temperature bathinza lapha esaqeni bangabona ungazi i-temperature yakho ikhuphukile kancane bathi-ke bhatale $50 u-US dollars aso mabhondi lawa i-US dollars fakwa lapha kuhulumente ukwenza ukuthi babone ukuthi bangakwenza njani so-ke okunye siyakhuluma ngakho njalo ukuthi emelika bekunengxoxompikiswano enziwe ngumongameli Donald Trump lo mnumzana Joe Biden wayengumsekeleli kamongameli wayengumongameli uBarack Obama so ke bakhulume ngento eziningi sibili okunye kwangkhona bakhulume ngomnotho economy came very top jonga so they discussed a lot about what their economy may look like and then they discussed also COVID-19 and Mr. Biden actually hit it Mr. Trump he has failed the Americans by actually not coming out with the clear policies on measures to control the spread of COVID-19. Then they also discussed the healthcare issue. You know, Obamacare has been an issue for Republicans. They wanted to repeal it the day it was made law. So, but Mr. Biden says, you know, the problem is that the Republicans don't have any idea of what they're talking about. Other issues that came up, racism, the Supreme Court nomination, you know, mail-in balloting, checks and tests. We know that recently, there's been this story that was, you know, broken by the
New York Times. Yes,
you know, the $750 that Trump is said to have paid in taxes. And, you know, sometimes they're saying that he never paid any taxes. So we're going to discuss these issues in a nutshell.
Thank you so much, Gibbs. Here's Gibbs, tina vabusani mbuso mtini vanovechezwa vachezimbabwe chiri muno muamerica vari mudunhu renew york tina vazvidzairo zvidzo ndiwo mutevedzeri wasachigaro webato remdc alliance mudunhu renorth america vari pano pachirongwa zvakare tina dr matthew nyashanu vanove nyanzvi yeutano asi ndiri kuona havasi kuonekwa mufananidzo wavo pachivhitivhiti chavo saka tichane tiinavo zvakare kutinge tichikurukura navo mashoko andiri kutambira gibs panapa ari kubva kune sangano recross border international traders association rinotungamirwa navadenis juru vari kuti iwo zimbabwe yati haisi kuzovhura bate bridge border mangwana zvaakureva kuti zimbabwe yaramba kuvhura mukanwa wayo mangwana ndo mashoko atiri kuchamira tichazonyatsoa tinzwisise kuti zvakamira sei asi vajuru ndo mutungamiri wesangano reinternational cross border traders association saka vari kuzivisa kuti zimbabwe yati haisi kuvhura iyi rebate bridge mangwana hatizo zvine zvaakurevei zvaakureva kuti zimbabwe haisi kuvhura mikanwa yayo mangwana
Former Vice President were actually deliberating on. So here is one of the issues. Just your attention to this.
That you would like to add a public option to Obamacare, and the argument that he makes and other Republicans make is that that is going to end private insurance.
It is
and
not.
My car has given the question. It will,
end
private insurance and create a government takeover of health care.
It does not. It's only for those people who are so poor they quote Medicaid, they can get that free. In most states, except governors who want to deny people who are poor Medicaid. Anyone who qualifies for Medicare Medicaid would automatically be enrolled in the public option. The vast majority of the American people would still not be in that option. Number one.
So you agree with
far
left on the manifesto, so you call it.
Manifest
is socialized medicine.
Look, hey, I'm not going to interrupt you. The fact of the matter is, I beat Bernie Sanders.
Not by much.
I beat him a whole hell of a lot.
I'm going to stand and face him. You would have lost every prize.
All he knows how to do it.
Very lucky to you.
I got very lucky, and you're very lucky tonight as well. And tonight I'm going to watch this because here's the deal. The fact is that everything he's saying so far is a lie. I'm not here to call out his lies. Everybody knows he's a liar.
But you
I just want to make sure. I want to make sure. I want to make sure.
Can you let him finish?
He doesn't know how to do that.
He has,
you picked the wrong guy, the wrong night, the wrong time.
Listen, you agreed with Bernie Sanders that the manifesto
is
not Hamster Valley.
There is no manifesto, number one. Number two,
you just lost the left. You agreed with Bernie Sanders on a plan.
Folks,
absolutely,
folks, you have an idea of what this plan is doing.
That's what you have, I mean.
So that was very much just prior to yesterday, Junga, and I think our guests had very clearly what was transpiring there. Obamacare and all those kind of things. Just up with you, Mr. Angini. So you listened to this debate and heard what was being said, and you know, what was your take on all those kind of things?
Greetings to all. I think the debate was just Animal Farm. There was so much confusion. It was very hard to even follow what the moderator was trying to, you know, have them speak on, because there was so much interjection between the parties, meaning Trump and Biden. But I think Trump obviously came there unprepared and came there to defend himself. He didn't really present anything new. From my view, I had a head. For a country like America, what happened yesterday, I think, is a travesty, and I think a lot of countries around the world may look at us in a different way going forward.
So I think they may want to see Nakonoko, what of Senegal? How much time do you?
Owen Zalizo, Logawin, Avanova, the Wung Avantunji, Avikanya, Beslangene, Utri Kulume. The Pongulu and the Cabana, you are cool from me, Utra. Mogubunawami, I feel in the right America, Ogumele operating. I think America is very civilized, and the debate wasn't as civilized. I think Mogubea Pandi, hopefully, round two, the moderator is a buffer to the land elimitator of Melanin Ayo before the debate.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Before we go to Mr. Rogito, where exactly can you point out that the debate was not organized? From the moderator to the panelists?
I think the moderator didn't really have that much power to control. The moderator should have started, muting people if they kept interjecting. But maybe the stage wasn't set up well for him to mute the participants, meaning the presidential candidates. But I think definitely from President Trump, that's where the root cause was. He wasn't willing to let Biden speak and conclude in whatever topic that he was was asked by the moderator. At the end of the day, I think Trump just came back to cause trouble and just, cause confusion. And unfortunately, his people enjoy that type of confusion.
Mm. Thank you so much. Your take on last night's presidential debate? I
listened to the debate last night.
Yes, we can hear you. Gibbs, I also have on standby Mr. Regis Charumbira, who is the ZANU-PF North America chairman. So I'll bring him up on the stream, and then you take over the debate so that I create space for Mr. Charumbira. But Mr. Regis, go on.
Yeah, I listened to the last night's debate. You know, what I can only say is the two candidates, it seems they were not trying to tell the people what they would want to do when they get into power. But what they were trying to do was to cut each other. And in most cases, I would notice that they were going off topic. Because they prepared speeches or prepared answers. And some of the questions were left unanswered. Because when you are going for a debate like that, you must first listen to the question and answer the question. When you want to explain further, you can explain further after answering the question. But what I noticed yesterday is the two leaders of the two different parties were just attacking each other. Instead of answering the questions that were asked, or instead of telling the people what they would do when they get into power. The reason why I want this type of debate, I wish in our country, Zimbabwe, to take the same thing, where people, before you go to election, they go on debate, or they are asking what they would want to do when they get into power. Rather than having people on the ballot, you don't even know what they want to do. In most cases, they just put flyers or they just put those billboards. And most cases, what they put on the billboards is not what they would do to the people. That is the problem that we have in Zimbabwe. Because when you try to compare the two scenarios, the American scenario and the Zimbabwean scenario, our scenario is so bad, and the American scenario is more advanced, that people are given the chance to listen to the leaders telling the people what they will do when they get into power.
Thank you very much. Let me go to Mr. Charumbira. Mr. Charumbira, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Brother Gibbs, for inviting me.
Yes, so what's your take on the presidential election debate last night?
Thank you. Yes, the presidential debate, to me, it was, I think it was on the favor of the incumbent. As an incumbent, Trump came prepared to make sure that he defends his position so that he can come back into power. And he did it precisely. He had all the ammunition to make sure that Joe Biden is squashed, and he squashed him almost 100%, and I'll tell you how. Joe Biden could not speak. President Trump was not even giving him a chance to speak. And you know what? When you are on a debate and you want to lead a nation like the USA, the powerful nation on this globe, mm-hmm. you have to show the muscle. That's why America is the most powerful country on this world here. You can challenge like people like Putin, as far as America's adversaries are concerned, the challenges of having countries like China, countries like Iran and Iraq and all those are not for it. So you need a president who can stand on the stage and show the world that, hey, this job is meant for me. And if you are going to go on the debate there and you are giving another guy a chance, and when he speaks, you keep quiet. That's why it's called sneak job. He's a sleep guy who sleeps on the job. Biden came there not prepared at all. And even if you look at most of the polls all over the world, not only in America, they are giving thumbs up to Trump because Trump was able to defend this debate. He made sure that this debate will come out. If it's not a draw, it will be for Trump. And Trump did it. You look at even the way Joe Biden was trying to answer questions, he was interrupted. Why do you allow yourself to be interrupted? So if China interrupts your trade and your foreign policy, what are you going to do for Americans? So that Biden is not equipped, is not ready to stand and to win and to be a president of such a powerful nation on this globe.
Thank you so much. Mr. Ntini, you agree with what Mr. Karumira is saying, you know, in terms of Trump having won the debate? What's your take on what he said? Mr. Mtini? I think I've got a problem with Mr. Mtini now. He can't hear me. Mr. Rizzo, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
So you heard what Mr. Karumira was saying. What's your reaction to that?
Yeah, I think Mr. Karumira is trying to show us what type of a leader he is or what type of leadership we have in Zimbabwe. Because definitely if we support a person like Trump with what he was doing, being bullied, it's not something that you expect from a leader. And the way he was interjecting, in fact, just like what one of the speakers said, that the moderator could not mute Trump when he was interjecting. You don't do that. You don't have to be a bully. You don't have to show your powers to the opposition or to the one who is competing with you. Show what you can do to the people. Definitely, I don't think Trump was the winner yesterday. He cannot be the winner. Well, what was he defending when he cannot even tell the people what he's going to do? He was asking, you are trying to remove the Obamacare. What do you have? He could not answer that question.
So I think
I don't think he was prepared.
Yes, I've got some audio. Can you just then gentlemen what these two guys are saying in terms of Obamacare?
Change the way in which we have more transparency in when these things happen. These cops aren't happy to see what happened to George Floyd. These cops aren't happy to see what happened to Breonna Taylor. Most don't like it, but we have to have a system where people are held accountable. And by the way, violence in response is never appropriate. Never appropriate. Peaceful protest is. Violence is never appropriate.
What is peaceful protest? When they run through the middle of town and burn down the doors and kill people on the property,
that is not peaceful protest.
I'm not asking you to say it is.
I'd like to continue with the issue of rights and fondness. We're going to get to the issue of law and order in a moment. This month, your administration directed federal agencies to end racial sensitivity training that addresses white privilege or critical race theory. Why did you decide to do that, to end racial sensitivity training? And do you believe that there is systemic racism in this country, sir?
I ended it because it's racist. I ended it because a lot of people were complaining that they were asked to do things that were absolutely insane, that it was a radical revolution that was taking place in our military, in our schools, all over the place, and you know it, and so does everybody else.
And he would know.
I'm certainly racial sensitivity training. If you were a certain person, you had no status in life. It was sort of a reversal. And if you look at the people, we would pay people hundreds of thousands of dollars to teach very bad ideas, and frankly, very sick ideas. And really, they were teaching people to hate. And I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to allow that to happen. We have to go back to the core values of this country. They were teaching people that our country is a horrible place, it's a racist place, and they were teaching people to hate our country. And I'm not going to allow that to happen.
Vice President Biden?
Nobody's doing that.
He's
racist.
You just don't.
Here's the deal. I know a lot more about
it. Let him finish.
The fact is that there is racial insensitivity. People have to be made aware of what other people feel like. What insults them? What is demeaning to them? It's important that people know. They don't want to. Many people don't want to hurt other people's feelings. It makes a big difference. It makes a gigantic difference in the way a child is able to grow up and have a sense of self-esteem. It's a little bit like how this guy and his friends look down on so many people. They look down their nose on people like Irish Catholics like me who grew up in Scranton. They look down on people who don't have money. They look down on people who are of a different faith. They look.
So there you are. I think you had Mr. Biden quite clearly saying a lot about racism. Okay. So I think, Mr. Tini, can you hear me now? I think with Mr. Tini, I still have a challenge in getting hold of him. Let's go back to Ubabu Uruzito. In Shona, what can you say about, you know, the way racism was portrayed here?
Yeah, the way Matauri was, I was like the Zuru. To come in the way Nika was from Bagua, I told Dr. I was going to be a little bit of a There was no answer.
Yes, Mr. Charumbira, before I go to Mr. Tini. Mr. Tini, can you hear me now? Mr. Tini? I think you still can't hear me. So, Mr. Charumbira, racism is a big issue, you know, in the USA. What's the take on it? I think there's a problem. So, Mr. Chonga, can you cue a question for me to Mr. Tini? He can't hear me. So, the question.
Yes, Mr. Tini, can you hear me? Ubabantini, Uyahigwa. Can you say something?
Yes, sir. I can hear you.
Yeah, okay. Can you pose this question? The question is, you know, in terms of racism, are you happy with the responses of the two gentlemen who were speaking last time?
Yes, you've asked that, what's your take on the issue of racism from the two participants last night? Were you satisfied with their answers?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I think we are having a problem, and you can't hear. Can you log out and come back, Mr. Dini?
Yes,
I think
we can.
He's freezing. He's frozen now. Okay.
Yes, I want to go to the internet to get to Nazani.
Yes, I think another gentleman was mentioning that when I spoke about Trump, you know, overpowering Biden in the debate, I think he mentioned that this shows the kind of party that I follow. Well, you know, to understand one thing, politics is a game of ideas, and how you're gonna win depends on your strength. We look at MDC. You were talking about ZANU-PF. I'm gonna tell you the reason why ZANU-PF keep winning elections in Zimbabwe. And they win 2023. The reason is, you look at the track record of the party. What is the party doing currently, and what is the other parties doing right now in Zimbabwe? All the other MDC parties, they are bickering and fighting for offices. While ZANU-PF is busy going into the communities, feeding people, giving people seeds so that when the rains come, people have got something to put on the ground. They are not stopping. This is working, the roads are being fixed, a lot of things are happening in Zimbabwe. Employment is actually going up if you look exactly what's going on in our country. And this is the reason why Trump was defending his vote. That's why Trump was overpowering Biden, because he was talking about what he has done so far and what Biden has failed to do for 40 years. For 40 years. And what has he done? As far as racism is concerned, where does Biden come from? Can you go to Delaware or all those places where this democratic led government or states where the Democratic Party is actually gathering there and see of poverty that is there? The black people that the Democrats are always talking about, that they are for the black people. But black people are suffering in the states where Democrats are leading. So when you have someone like Trump as your president, who is telling you the truth about what America views, the perspectives of American people, white Americans versus the minority communities,
then you know for sure that president is someone who says the truth. It's better for you to follow or
yes.
support somebody.
Yes, Mr. Charumbira, mwiti neshona, zamata ura ezo, ga, jibu sasa saa enda kune the next person, ga enda kuna mtu ndiyanu wangu wa daruedu wa ripo, endera mbele wa Charumbira.
Ndi nati enda, ndoda kuti ndika ura kuti, vati rambu, waka wina debate, nyokona kuti, sa president, anga, ashiri mwamu Amerika, sa president, alikuta kuti adzoke rebashi nzimbo, November this year, wari kuti defender, voti ya uwa, kuta ura zwa wakaika, and vati rambu wari kuli presenta, zvinozikanwa nevanhu kuti America yakamirira chii. Tinoona isimbo America kuti vanhu vatema nevamwe vanhu maimmigrants vanobva kune dzimwe nyika dzisiri varungu vanonzi maminorities. Tinoona isi kuti vanobatwa sei. Panoiti racism kana kuti rusarura pachikaranga pachishona. Saka tinoona isi muamerica mune rusarura rwakawanda. Kati rusarura rwacho ugu. Zvinhu kuti munhu unyatse kuita president waunoziva kuti uyu ari kutaura kuti muno munyika mune rusarura and iye even kana achita sokonzi anenge achikupai maviews ekuti rusarura gurimo muno muamerica than kuti president muti president akada saBiden wokuti iye unoita sokonzi iye haasi munhu ane racism kati iye achida kushandisa vanhu vatema nemaminorities kuti vangohwina mavhoti chete. Ndodaro because vati rambu vakataura vachiti ngatitarisei masitoki ese anorhaniwa nemadhemokrati upenyu hwevanhu ikoko especially maminorities anogara kunzvimbo idzodzo even kunobva Biden wacho vanhu vatema kunyanya mablack african african american vane povhati yakanyanyisa upenyu hwavo hahusi kugadzirisika kana and hahusi kumbozogadzirisika. Biden anga ari mugovernment for 40 years but for 40 years izi haana kana kakaitira vanhu vatema chokuti ungabatwa kudai uchitiona kudai ilip service chete ndo iripo. Saka tirambu uri kuti itira tiwine maelections titore zvedu masits arikoko kumadhemocratic run states tomapa zvedu marepublican because it is a marepublican zvataita iko zvino izvi pamamuripo ine madhemocrats mabasa manga makaimisa kuchina takasvipa mabasa back employment yomuamerica yaakushuta ichikwira andinga materorist kuti america ivate iri on the toes. Vakadistroya ende uchonati panguva iyoyo democratic party dzakanga iri mupawa Obama wakapa billions of dollars kuIran ende America yobva yaenda kuIran after Trump ahwina vakunoti vakunouraya chi mukuru anosuspect kuti ndiye anga achikonza kuti America ite ivate on the tour.
Thank you, Charumbira. Yes. Mr. Gibbs. Yes, just thank you. Just
Mr. Gibbs.
Yeah,
just, can I just answer Mr. Charumbira for some of the...
In 1 minute, 1 minute, then we'll go to Mr. Ndivale. Go ahead, sir, Mr. Ndivale.
Right, Mr. Charumbira talked about ZANU-PF giving people seeds, making roads, and that is the duty of the government. But the government and the government are not going to be able to meet you with the MGC. MDC is not in power. Competition is out of the MDC in Gaipa and its calf. Zingan is which was so in MDC is restored when it's done with Nimavan.
Thirty.
Ma, Fangas is a Takatumi Iskuno. Zagas is in the
Magazine the wrong way.
Okay, right way and don't understand the Zanu Gista Zita.
Okay, gentlemen.
I'm not sending protocol.
Then I think about what our as good as you could be running in the head of office. I think that's a true Gita. The Zanu PF will go to the other side.
Mr. Ruzizo and Mr. Charumbira and Mr. Ruzizo, just stand by. Mr. Ndivale, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Comrade Kit. Thank you.
Yes, Mr. Innocent Ndivale belongs to the Economic Freedom Fighters Zimbabwe. So tell us, you heard about what Mr. Trump and Mr. Biden were discussing. And at the end of the day, there's one big question. Can such presidential debates be duplicated or maybe done in Zimbabwe?
It is possible that such debates can actually happen in Zimbabwe, but obviously we need goodwill, we need good leadership, We need an environment that is conducive for, you know, different voices to exist along each other. So such debates are possible. But obviously, in the current circumstances where we have a mistrust between the opposition and the government, where we have certain perceptions of one another, it is very impossible, because we've got other people who are even overzealous supporters who would act even without being given instruction by anyone, but taking things into their own hands. For example, if something is said of maybe even, let me use an example, those who are currently maybe the leadership of the country, or those who are leading the so-called biggest opposition, if you talk about them, certain people may not agree with you, and they may actually resort to physical violence. So it is very difficult, but it is possible with you know, current generation going forward. We must promote such environment, and we must work extra hard, both government and opposition, to create such a conducive environment.
Yes, so
kungenzakala ukuthi zibe khona nxa kuyukuthi i-opposition le-government lalabo abanye abangekho politics sisebenza ndawonye sisiya ku-direction efananayo. Kungabi lokucabangelana, kungabi lokweyisana, kungabi lokuthethisana, kungabi lokudelelana. Kufuze both sides, both government and opposition, and those who are not abangekho kwezombangazwe, siyakhe ilokhu zethu i-environment engavumela ukuthi sikwanise ukuthi siphikisane, sime phambi kwabantu. Nxa kuwukuthi sihlonipha i-constitution yelizwe, kufuze sime phambi kwabantu sibatshele ukuthi hayi, thina be-EFF siza expropriate i-land without compensation. Thina be-EFF sizathatha amamanzi wonke siwabisele ebantwini. So we must be able to have that kind of conversation ukuze ilizwe liye phambili.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Baba Untini, uyangizwa kona manje?
Ngiyakuzwa kakhulu.
Yes, so going forward, yes, do you think such presidential debates can actually be held in Zimbabwe?
No, I don't think in Zimbabwe the ground is not good for such debates at this point. Maybe in the future, and I swear this simply because people don't have freedoms in Zimbabwe as we speak right now. I think if some people came to the debate and they spoke their minds, I can guarantee you some of them, they'll face death consequences. I think Zimbabwe, yes, we have the ability to do it, but I think we have to change the culture first. I think the political culture does not allow for such a...
Yeah, just hold on. I gave it to this other gentleman. So, Baba Ntini,
No, I don't believe in Zimbabwe this can happen at this point. I don't think the ground is good for that. There isn't freedom of speech. I have a feeling that if certain candidates air their views about the president or any other candidate, they may face certain consequences. I think at this point, we need to change the political culture in Zimbabwe. We need to promote peace. We really need to promote freedoms before such can happen.
Yes, Mr. Charumbira, you and then Mr. Rosizo. You know, talking about presidential debate, can this happen in Zimbabwe?
Thank you very much. Yes, there's, of course, there are grounds that debate can be done where there's no problem. Especially us as Zambians, we have no problem with having debates. But what we expect as Zambians is we expect our traditions to be valid. Even during the debate. And we would not expect a debate where speaking to the president as if he's speaking to his friend or to his young brother.
we as Zimbabweans, we know that leadership is leadership. And we know that when someone is older than you, we should have some respect, even though we are talking about politics. So what we have seen from the MDC, especially the MDC alliance, we have seen a bunch of kids who don't respect any traditional values or anything. So what we would do is, if we are to have those debates in Zimbabwe, we would have to outline that these will be the guidelines. We cannot cross those guidelines. Then we can have a good debate. We have no problem having a debate.
Intellectuals
who can actually do a very good debate. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Can you put that in Shona?
Zimbabwe is the country of my debate. I need to run America and Kenya. You know, one time I'm any time. And the people who are not going to be able to do this, they are not going to be able to do this.
Thank you very much, Mr. Rizzo. Your reaction to what he's saying, and debates are good in most cases politically, but can that happen in Zimbabwe? I think Mr. Rizzo is cut off. His audio is very inaudible. Can you hear me, Mr. Rizzo? I think you are slightly cut off. So we'll come back to you when that is fixed. So let's go back to Mr. Santini. So, Mr. Santini, can you listen to what Joe Biden and President Trump were saying about different issues? So, just listen to this.
Forms and diabetes and different problems are very, very vulnerable. We learned a lot. Young children aren't. Even younger people aren't. We've learned a lot. But he wants to shut it down. More people will be hurt. Our constituents, Pennsylvania, but if it's shut down, they have Democrat governors all. One of the reasons they're shut down is because they want to keep it shut down until after the election on November
3rd.
And in fact, recently you have cited the issue of fingers touching their mouths and touching plates. Are you questioning?
No, I think that's a question.
Yes, but you said, if you look, I mean, I have a mask here. I put mask on it when I think I need it. And as an example, everybody's had a test and you had social distance and all of the things that you need to. But I wear a mask when needed. When needed, I wear a mask. Okay, I mean, I don't wear a mask right here. Mask got the mask. You're speaking 200 feet away from him, and he shows up with the biggest mask I've ever seen.
I will say, President Biden, go ahead.
Look, way to open businesses is giving the wherewithal to pay below. He provided money, and turned on his ass to Mr. Obama. So, this makes a big difference.
He said, if he doesn't wear masks between now, social distance between now and January, we'd probably save up to 100,000 lives.
There you are, Mr. Rizzo. I think, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. So, the two gentlemen were discussing the issue of COVID-19 and other. So, now, when you look at the debate, like I asked the question I posed before, the cutoff, you know, can this happen in Zimbabwe? While Mr. Charumbira is saying that the problem is with the MDC. It's full of kids who can not be listened to elders. So, we say they can support it. So, that's a good debate.
Right, we have a very good example of what happened yesterday. When you are going for debate, you must be equal. I think, like my brother said, you have to level the ground. When you go for a debate, you must be of the same level. They are fighting for the same, and no one should go there with a big head. So when you go for debate, yes, respect is required. Let's respect each other. Not one person respect the other and the other not respect each other. When ZANU-PF is saying they go debate, they know very well that they don't know how to defend themselves. So they don't want to any debate. Mr. Charumbia is talking about FDC not respecting the president. That's why there's no debate. That's not the truth. Do it and see what is happening. Let us have debate so that people know what you want to do for your people when you are in power.
Yeah, thank you so much. Baba Njibali, Nancy Tabakora, Gamakora,
I think comrade with ZANU-PF law into economy respect. To a certain extent it's correct respecting medieval corner. What about Zimbabwe village their culture divine pangabantu our ubuntu. So I don't think they need anyone to lecture them on respect regarding our adults. So lapha sikhulumi nge-MDC kuphela. Comrade ozamphefumele alazele ukuthi sikhuluma ngabantu bonke beZimbabwe, not i-MDC, not iobani. Kodwa thina esikubonayo ukuthi kumele ube very careful between i-respect le-ages. Ukuthi ucabanga ukuthi just because ukuthi umuntu umdala kutho ukuthi ule wisdom, or just because ukuthi umuntu umncane kala wisdom, that is not true. I-respect yama-traditions ethu ngiyavumelana layo. Kodwa into yokuthi yena ethi uTrump nguye umuntu owini debate izolo ngamanga, the only thing okufanana ukuthi uTrump is very arrogant, very disrespectful of abantu abamnyama, very disrespectful of ama-African nation states. So into yokuthi uTrump, even yonke i-America yazi ukuthi uTrump is very arrogant and kahloniphi umuntu omnyama. So ukuthi omunye umuntu weZANU-PF ekuye ezodefenda ukuthi uTrump nguye ongaba ngupresident e-America, I think that is misplaced. I don't think ukuthi that is right. But okwe respect okunye lokho siyakubona sibili ukuthi hayi labo abaku-opposition kufuze ukuthi singathi sibonile into yokuthi ubakuchamisa uke wathi ubaba Madzori kodwa ngekhuluma ngupresident uthi my brother. Of course lokhu siyakubona ukuthi hayi upresident umuntu omdala kufuze, yes, we need to observe those traditions. But I think ingathi ku-political playing field kumele si-understand ukuthi it's not about disrespecting the other party. Is to put a point across. Thina be-EFF futhi lakho ukuthi nga ukhuluma into esiyibona ukuthi is rubbish, we will tell you ukuthi it is rubbish regardless of your age. Because siyabe sikhuluma nge-point oyifakayo, not wena as a person. We are talking about the issue, not the person.
Can you put that in English, what you're saying right now?
What we are saying, Tina, what we are saying as EFF is that, look, it is not true that simple because someone does not agree with someone in a debate, it means that they are being disrespectful. And it is not true that Zimbabweans are not cultured. Zimbabweans are very cultured and are people who value their traditions and their ways of life. So if it is true that ZANU-PF is very respectful of people's traditions, it should then be accepted that even a young person can advise a comrade from ZANU-PF. Even an older person can advise me as a young person, but it should not be about ageism. It does not follow that by age then you acquire wisdom, or by age you've got the right experience. You may have spent 100 years gathering wrong experience, but yet a young person can have wisdom as young as they are. So let us look at building a country, or cultivating a culture of debate
a culture of bringing facts on the table and say, look, Comrade President, I think if you do this and this and this, I think it is not going to farm, even to Nahamba Bush. So it's not about disrespecting the president. It is the Ama overzealous supporters, even our MPs, even Kuzalu PFO, they take things upon themselves and start assaulting. Last time, I mean, I'm good debating about kids. After the debate, someone came to me and whispered to me and said, you are under arrest. But when we went to court, it was very clear that that debate was clean. I must accept that the court at the time, the court was able to separate our facts from among our favorites. Allegations that certain people will be making, what I don't know, when I were disrespecting President Mugabe because you said what he ate. Yeah, yeah. It's not about that. It's not about that.
Thank you. Mr. Rubira, yes, go ahead, sir.
I couldn't hear anything from who was speaking.
But Mr. Jivali was saying that, you know, when it comes to debates, it's not about age. It's not about respecting certain things like. Of course, a young person can be as fluent as an old person, and you know, a young person can have a big mind and all those kind of things. So he says, yes, there's this kind of respect that is there in Zimbabwe in terms of traditions. But he says, as EFF, when let's say Mr. Charumbira is 90 years old and is talking something that is far away from the truth, they have to tell it as it is. Nothing else.
Calling a spade a spade.
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much. Let me start by saying, for 2023. All right. I've been clear all along.
Okay. Quiet.
I think he's frozen.
No, I can hear you. Quiet.
I can't hear you.
Do you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Mr. Dix, you know, the problem we have in Zimbabwe politically is that we have only one political party that is stable. And if we're going to have a debate for 2023, there will be only one political party, which is ZANU-PF. And the reason is because the other political parties, we're going to have ZANU-PF and the MDCT. Because MDC Alliance, they are in risk of losing everything, even the name. They might probably not going to have a name by 2023. So having a debate currently, it means we have probably with other political parties, but with MDC Alliance, most probably they're not going to be able to contest on the debate. Now, let me go to the response of what the other gentleman was saying.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the issue we have with MDC Alliance is that Look at MDCT and even other political parties. They call the president of Zimbabwe the president. But the MDC Alliance, they call the president by his first name. They give him some names that are unusual. So now, having a debate, very important, I want you to listen to this. Having a debate in Zimbabwe with a childish political party, especially MDC Alliance, who actually make the situation in our country very volatile. Because anyone from another political party will not be sitting and watching their leader being reduced to nothing by some kids from MDC Alliance who have taken power by jumping the grave of Morgan Tsvangirai. They think the way they run is the way that Zimbabwe should be run. But you know what? It's not going to be like that. In Zimbabwe, we've got principles, right? We've got principles. If you want to talk to me, I respect you back, then we have a conversation. Then we can build a nation. But we cannot build a nation with a kid like Nelson Chamisa, who does not even know where the sun comes from and where does it go.
Mm-hmm.
The way he does it. Even within the people of his
country. Yes, Vacharumbira, nguva yedu yakudyana tasaurwa nemaminitsi mana chete. So I wanted to give Mr. Ntini a chance. I saw him shaking his head. I'm not sure whether he's shaking in agreement or in disagreement. Mr. Ntini.
Thank you, Mr. Joga. My apologies. I missed pretty much most of the show because I other issues with technology.
Mm-hmm.
When I listen to Mr. Charambira, I feel like he's a robot. That's the problem with people from Zani. Sometimes they just want to say the same thing all over and all over again, even when it's not even necessary. I feel like they have a script. Like every morning they all wake up and they get a script for, hey, today this is all you have to talk about. Sometimes you bring things that are not even relevant. You can say Chinese as a child. Someone can say, hey, Nangakwa is an old man, he should go to a nursing home. But we don't even need to be talking that kind of language. That's why I said in Zimbabwe, we need to change the political culture. We need to be mature politically, not by the number of years. Mr. Charambira is just exactly what I just explained, that in Zimbabwe we need to change the political culture. We need people that will be able to listen to each other and not just degrade each other to this point. I mean, it's just amazing how things are in Zimbabwe, but hopefully one day things will change. It doesn't matter how old you are. What matters is the facts. What matters is the issues. Are you bringing issues that will impact people's lives? At the end of the day, it's all about performance. What are you doing for your people? In Zimbabwe, we need peace. We need understanding. We don't need all this bravado that we get from the likes of Mr.
Yes. Can you say it just
a little bit, Charambira? Abantu bezanu like umnumzane uCharambira lapha ungathambi bavuka ekuseni bephiwe iscript ukuthi namhla kumele ngikhulume ngalokho. Okwenzela ukuthi nje wesikhathi nxa kukhulunywa ngokuthi sifuna ukudla wena bayakhuluma ngepolitiki. Nxa kukhulunywa ngepolitiki ngabakhuluma ngokuthi sifuna ukudla ngoba they are following a certain script. Ngoba angiboni ukuthi lokhu akukhulumayo ngokuthi abe MDC that too young, but how relevant that Kunoko is to my
life.
Yes. Now, one is going to is Mabu Funa Utula, Boguzana.
Yes, I could welcome you, Mr. Charambira, Matarazizo, briefly, 30 seconds was out of time. So, what's your reaction to what Mr. Charambira was saying?
Yeah, no, Mr. Charambira, I think the problem is. He doesn't know what is happening. When he's
well, I can't because he's not available.
No, he's there. He's talking. Hold on, Mr. Charambira. Not quiet, Mr. Joe.
What I was saying is Mr. Charambira was just attacking. Right now he was saying, because of you were asking about debates, is it possible to have debates in Zimbabwe? You were saying our MDC alliance cannot go for debates because it doesn't exist. Why does he say that? We have MDC alliances. You are saying we have debates with the MDC team. Why? He's even denying that now. But because we don't have freedom of speech, we don't have any freedom.
Yes.
So 10 seconds, just quiet. It was 10 seconds. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I wanted to talk about from the start that you were talking about the people getting back into Zimbabwe were supposed to pay $60. I was saying that is not good for people to pay. We are receiving people to come to Zimbabwe. They are not supposed to pay $60 so that they are tested.
Yes.
The amounts are there.
Yes,
I think I'll respond to the COVID. Yes, I think the government of Zimbabwe is doing fantastically. What they are doing is exceptional. Because if you are tested from where you are coming from, by the time you arrive to Zimbabwe, if you don't show symptoms, then they will accept you to come into our country. But once you are showing symptoms, you would have to do a re-COVID test. And this is only for the security, for the protection of you and also the citizens. And I think that's a very sad view. What kind of a view do you want?
Thank you,
thank you very much. So we've come to the end of the show today. We thank our guest this evening, Mr. Zai Ruzizo of the MTC Alliance, Mr. Musani Mbuzontini, an independent political commentator, Mr. Regis Charumbira, ZANU PF, Innocent Ndibali of the Economic Freedom Fighters, Zimbabwe. Signing off from Maryland, this is Kim Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri, Mutakawana Utera, Zirongwa, Studio 7.